The next Bud Light, gamers call for boycott of Call of Duty after streamer Nick Merck censored for saying leave children alone. By Lucas Nolan on June 9, 2023. Activision is facing backlash from gamers over its decision to censor popular streamer Nick Merck from Call of Duty after he dared to suggest that LGBT content and Pride Month promotion be kept out of schools and away from children. After Nick Merck tweeted they should leave little children alone. That's the real issue. Developers promptly removed the skin that allows gamers to play a character that resembles the streamer. Gamers are fighting back, targeting Call of Duty as the next Bud Light. Popular video game streamer Nick Merck, real name Nicholas Kulchev, faced intense criticism by gaming giant Activision following comments he made about an anti-Pride Month protest at a Glendale school board meeting, which devolved into violence as Antifa members and others pushing the LGBT agenda clashed with parents angry about what they see as the grooming of their children in public school. Nick Merck's message, which does not strike most people as controversial, was that they should leave little children alone. That's the real issue. Activision responded by removing the streamer's in-game bundle from Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, MW2, and Warzone 2. The bundle allowed gamers to play as a digital avatar of Nick Merck within the game. In response to Activision's move, a variety of prominent of Call of Duty players have uninstalled the game in a show of solidarity with Nick Merck. The hashtag #IStandWithNickMerck began trending on Twitter, with players and fellow streamers alike voicing their support for Nick Merck and their disapproval of Activision's decision. This is where I uninstall all Activision and Call of Duty games/products. #fam #IStandWithNickMerck, said fellow streamer, Rikma. Another streamer, Santana the Guy, criticized what he perceived as a political stance taken by the video game company. When a video game decides to start taking political sides instead of fixing the game, you know well that ain't right, he said. Adding to the controversy, Dr. Disrespect, a former Call of Duty developer and world-class streamer, criticized Activision's decision. He referred to Call of Duty as pathetic and questioned the decision-making of the PR and marketing team. Who's running Call of Duty PR and marketing now? Same people from the Purple Snakes? Pathetic, Dr. Disrespect tweeted, using his nickname Purple Snakes for the streaming platform Twitch and its management team. Adding to this, on a live stream today, Dr. Disrespect uninstalled Call of Duty from his computer and informed viewers he would no longer be playing the game unless Nick Merck receives a full public apology from Call of Duty developers Activision or has his in-game bundle reinstated. Unlike with many other boycotts, it seems as if very few are attempting to defend Activision in this situation and most are showing support for Nick Merck. As the situation unfolds, it remains to be seen how Activision will respond to the backlash and whether this incident will have any long-term impact on the popular game franchise. Read more at Dexerto here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan. Use checked in its success.